Welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Podcast. Today, I'm very excited. He doesn't know, but I've been pursuing the life insurance lottery film for 2 years to watch. So thank you, Chuck Norfolk, for finally coming and allowing me to see your film.
You're welcome. Well, hopefully you liked it.
I thought it was so much fun. Okay. Absolutely exciting. I just want people to know that Chuck is a local Houston filmmaker. He's a good friend of Joe's, who's a good buddy of our show. So I've known about this film for a while. So, and me and Chuck actually kind of worked out that Chuck was doing a free screening at Joe's arcade place, and it just kind of worked out. So thank you for coming on.
All right.
So I want to start, where does this idea come from? Because this is such a fun idea.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of thought of I think I might have been talking to my dad about something a long time ago. This script is about 18 years old. And so he was talking about life insurance and somebody who got scammed on it or something. But then I go, whoa, that could be a cool idea on, a thriller, or something like that, crime drama. So that's where I kind of came up with it.
And how long does it normally take you to write a feature? I mean, a short, which sometimes is faster, but I mean, this is a pretty involved feature.
Well, like I said, this script has been sitting around for about 20 years. So I didn't think I could do it. First draft could be a month, and then, it could be a year before it gets finished. It could be 20 years. So, usually a first draft will be like a month, but it'll be real rough. It won't be anything that you'd want to film.
That's all good. All good. Now, do you shoot at night always? I think all this film is shot at night. If there was a day shot, I must have missed it. Now, why was that?
It was just, that was the idea. It's kind of wanted to do kind of a neo-noir kind of thing. So at night is the best. Plus I work night shift in my day job, so everybody just has to work on my schedule. Most of my movies.
That worked out perfectly. You have tremendous music throughout the film. Did you know the musicians you were working with ahead of time, or this all done in post?
It was done in post, but these are actually songs that are out here in the G, or Nick Greer. Is a local Houston, artist. So we just hit him up. We're friends. We hit him up and said, "Hey, we're making a movie. We'd like to use your music." He said, "Sure." And there it is. Yeah, great, great music. Really a lot of the movie, I think.
Now, I have to ask about the pinball machines. Did you steal Joe's pinball machines for this shot?
No, actually, we went to a game preserve over in the Woodlands and filmed there. So that's the name of it, I think, Game Preserve. Producer left, so I don't, three quarters of my brain is gone. So,
hey, it's all good. I mean, this was shot a while ago. I know I'm trying to work with you a bit. Now, toothpaste in beer, when the guy takes it, is this a one-take shot, or did he have to do it more than once?
Just one take, yeah. That whole thing was one take, that part at the sink, yeah. And that actually comes from another script that I decided to throw in this one. Both scripts have Jimmy Gallagher, the detective, but that scene didn't appear in this script, so I decided to just throw it in since we're going to shoot it,
Well, let's start on Jimmy Gallagher. Is he based on somebody maybe yourself, or is just some character you created?
It's a character I created, but I mean, I've known some crazy people, and you know, sometimes you got to get ready early in the morning. You're feeling a little rough. That's what happens.
Where does your sense of humor come from? Because the jokes in this film are constant and solid and funny.
I don't know. I just think it came from kind of like the characters and in this script. And my brothers and I write scripts. I wrote this myself, but we write scripts together. We have a stack of them just sitting around. And we have just kind of that Norfolk sense of humor, kind of dumb, kind of sense of humor, I guess you'd call it.
So family gatherings must be very fun in your household.
Yeah, they could be, yes. my youngest brother is just crazy. So he didn't write on this. If he would have, it would have just been way over the top with the comedy stuff. But I appreciate that you enjoyed it and saw the humor in it. Some people, I don't know whether they see it or not.
Okay, if we're going to break this down, which I was going to get into, I don't know how else you could take this film other than a comedy.
Right.
I mean, it's like another 48 hours. It kind of reminds me a lot of that.
Oh, wow.
At times.
Yeah. I mean, it's just over-the-top stuff. Bob's kind of a quirky character, you know, with his sidekick, the goldfish. And, you know, it just kind of comes from, I mean, that story could happen in a real crime drama, you know, without the jokes or the quirkiness. And it would be a same story, just dark. I think this is kind of dark, but still, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of goofiness too. I think Joe, his character, is like, you know, the foil for Bob, the main character. And he brings a lot of that along.
So when you were casting Joe, did you just tell Joe, this is the scene, go nuts? Cause Joe can pretty much do everything.
On this one, there were some scenes that I said go nuts, like the hot tub thing. I think we kind of by that point had figured out what level he was going to be at, and it was always going to be a high level of, you know, crazy, but you know, we kind of worked on that. Joe, if you let Joe go, he'll go through the roof and just be out of control crazy. And I didn't really want that, but he nailed it every time, you know, what I wanted and what I expected from Joe for bringing it on. Joe Grisafi, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. I know he'll be listening to this. He'll be looking for his name at some point.
Oh yeah.
So
well,
go ahead.
He was in Haunted Trailer also, if you've seen that.
I have not seen Haunted Trailer.
Oh my God. Okay. Now that shows you Joe, just letting Joe go is Haunted Trailer. He plays a Billy Mama at a trailer park. He's playing a woman, and he is just off the chart. Yeah, check it out. I think it may be on. It's out there a lot of places. I can get you a copy if you want to see it.
Okay, we'll get there afterwards, I promise.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when people are seeing this film and they see the dead people on the scroll, you know,
yes,
paying tribute, I presume they're all friends of yours, or did you run a campaign to get their names up there, or how did that work?
I ran a campaign. We did Indiegogo, and they basically, you know, that was their perk. So a lot of those people are local filmmakers or Texas makers, or you know, friends like that. So that was a good moneymaker I think, just really a great part in the movie, having them in there.
Now, when you were doing an Indiegogo campaign, did you enjoy doing it, making up the perks, or is it just something you had to do for financing?
I mean, you know, most of our perks that we have are standard. I mean, there's like, you know, you can get killed in the movie. You can be on screen as one of the dead people. You know, DVDs, posters, things like that. We don't get real crazy with it. Maybe on the next one, I might pull somebody in to that's real good at that stuff. So, that was probably getting killed in the was a good one, but that was a that a lot of people wanted to be, as you see, you know, a good list of people.
So when you were casting, was any of the Indiegogo people cast, or did you already have a cast worked out aside from Indiegogo?
Let's see. There were some people that got that paid to get lines in the movie. They just kind of had a one-liner, like the guy sitting there on the couch going, something like that. I don't know. But that was one of them. But no, I had the cast before we started the Indiegogo campaign, had them nailed down already. I knew I wanted Tom to play Bob and Joe for his buddy. And then let's see who else. I really wanted Chaney to play the girlfriend, the brunette, and which she was awesome. That was her first movie. She's a actor. And Haley Hussey, redhead, great also. So all those people I wanted in there. Then we had Vicky Yap that was played Billy Ray, and that was actually a role written for a man, but I kind of saw her audition and decided to use her for that.
How did you find your restaurants? Are they easy to work with in your area, or do you have to know the people, or do you have to pay them? How does that work?
Well, we had we just walked in and asked them, and, you know, my executive producer, Rob Reese, was a frequent patron at Bluefish Grill, and he went in and asked them. They said, okay, just, you know, pay one of our we gave a executive, or not executive, a associate producer credit to the guy that stayed up all night, you know, with us while we shot all the scenes in the like the tiki bar. Mm-hmm. That was a seafood restaurant dressed up to look like that. And then I mean, it had a great look for that, but, you know, I think the set design and stuff like that was awesome too. And then what other restaurant? That was, I think that was it, wasn't it?
Okay, I guess I thought there were two of them, but maybe it was my mistake.
It may have looked like, let's see, I'm trying to think. No.
It's all good.
Yeah, just one.
So use one big house mainly throughout the film. You know what house I'm talking about.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So whose house is it? Or is that your house?
No, that is. I wish that was my house. a buddy of mine, Michael Mendoza, and his wife got involved and wanted us to, or he always wanted to help out on him. So he let us use his house for all that stuff. Some of the exteriors, like the front exterior, is just some house that we went up and shot. But the interiors and the backyard and stuff, that is their house.
So how do you get access? Yeah.
Hold on. And then Seth's house is another house that we use. You may Do you know Seth?
No, I do not.
What? He's a friend of Joe's, a gamer guy. So he let us use the house for the, like, the final scene where she comes, you know, he comes up the steps and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the Halloween party. Come in here, please. Okay, she's yelling stuff into me. Yeah, the Halloween party, the final scene is all done in another house. The upstairs office for the bad guy is at the other house. And then we had another house for Chaney's house. So that was a friend of Courtney's that said, yeah, come on, make a movie. So yeah, we had three houses. It was just all friends that just let us use them.
Okay. Now, is it easy getting a permit to shoot in a shooting range, or did you just ask?
We didn't. I mean, we just asked and said, hey, we're going to shoot. And they had like this separate area. I don't know whether you use it for parties or if it's just the old part of the shooting range, but we had like that entire thing to ourselves for about 4 hours. We had to pay for it, but yeah, that was probably one of the most expensive things that we did in the movie, actually.
Now, I want to go, did you intentionally do an homage to RoboCop with the scene for Joe?
No. what happened?
Oh, Joe's doing all the drugs at the party.
Oh, no, that's just Joe. That was just the character.
Okay, because there's a scene in RoboCop before the guy gets taken out. Exactly the same shot.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the first RoboCop movie. So that's why I was asking, is it a homage to RoboCop?
Unless it was just like something that was stuck back in my brain that I remembered.
Okay, it's all good. No, there's no issues. The Halloween party scene. Did you rent the costumes or was it bring your own?
Let's see. All the extras brought their own. So we said dress up in Halloween costumes. We had gave prizes for the best costumes and stuff like that. And the costumes for the actual our actors were all stuff that Courtney Sandifer set design. Anything that looks good in the movie and for us put together.
So I want to jump to the end of the movie, but I don't want to ruin the end of the movie. So was that a local Houston place you were shooting?
No, that's in Florida.
Oh,
Destin, Florida. Yeah. That's a cool story about that is we got there and we looked around and there's like these, on this side, there's a bunch of people. Then there's a beach that no one's on. And we're like, what in the hell? So we long trail to get there. And then there's a sign up there that said it's part of a Air Force base and restricted. But if you want to use it, contact this number. So we did. And then they said you have to go to this website, fill out a form, and yeah, you can do whatever you want. So that worked out great. There was no one on the beach, you know. So the only problem is that in that final scene, I wanted a pulling away of the water drone shot facing towards, you know, the action there. And the drone wouldn't fly because it's a thing for the Air Force. The ground.
So how did you fix your scene that? Because I had no issues with the scene. It all worked perfectly for me.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I just wanted that grand closeout scene. And actually, I think I like how it turned out better this way. So kind of happy accident, you know, with the ones and then the titles roll.
Was there another ending ever thought about for this, or was there always this ending?
No, this was the ending. Yeah. You know, the you know, I don't want to do a spoiler, but yeah, there's
okay.
He mentioned, Joe's character mentions, a couple of times that, you know, what they want to do and it actually happens, but not the way you expected. So that was it.
I also wanted to talk to you about Conjoined, if that's possible, just to touch on it briefly.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay. I love Conjoined. I've made no bones about it. It is my favorite Joe film that he's in. So I'm making no bones about it. Where did the concept of Conjoined come from? It is just a phenomenal film. I know it's only an hour and 10 minutes, but I freaking love it.
Right. So we, this is one that I did with my younger brother Tim. And, you know, that's, you see how it's amped up from, you know, life insurance lottery. It's just crazy. So, there's a, used to be a contest on, during like almost Halloween season called Splatterfest here in Houston. And, you know, it's our horror make a movie thing, you know? So I came up with that idea for that, but didn't use it. Because we got a, I don't know why. I can't remember. Maybe people didn't like it, or I just decided no. But we said, you know, let's turn this into a feature. So we did that. And then Joe said, hey, can I make this? And I said, yeah, heck yeah. And, you know, super low budget, which I think lends itself to. And, came out, I think it came out really great. Joe did a great job with the script.
Oh, he did. It's my favorite Joe movie, but he knows that. So I'm not telling him anything new. So people, please check out Conjoined, and you can also find the full length interview at extrafeatures.ca, which we did with Joe. So I have some three fun questions for you if you have time.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's your first time on the show, I always like to ask everybody their favorite film.
My favorite film is Raging Bull. Scorsese boxing movie with De Niro in it. You know, so yeah, you can't tell that from watching my movies usually, but I love that movie.
There's nothing wrong. I get, your favorite activity?
Traveling and scuba diving. Yeah.
Everybody, I want him to know he's wearing a shirt that says the Die Father. So if that would kind of tie into to that while we're interviewing. And your last question, your favorite sport?
I guess scuba is a sport. I would consider
it is.
A sport. Football, okay. I love.
Before I let you go, please tell everybody where they can find all your great films.
Okay. Most of them are on Amazon, Vudu. I mean, they're all over the place. Just Google them. They're out there and available. But I think all three of them are on Amazon. Getting Schooled might be on the Full Moon channel. So, and I know it's on, you'll just have to look around. They're all on a bunch of stuff. I know Life Insurance Lottery is on about 20 different Roku channels, things like that, and Amazon and everything all over the place.
Thank you for finally doing this. It's great to finally meet you. You're a fabulous filmmaker. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. Good night. All right, you have a good one, man. Bye.